I was like classic gym membership holder, but not gym goer.
I'm sure there's people that are going to be listening to this going, he suggested high intensity training. That's bad for my fertility.
I changed the language. It wasn't that, oh, I have to go to the gym. It's that I get to go to the gym. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Mailbag, which is actually the first mailbag episode of the series. And we're doing it a little bit differently. I'm not alone this time.
No, yeah, I'm here as well.
Needed Kieran to hold my hand.
Although we enjoyed doing it as it was last series, I missed you, buddy. I missed having someone to talk to.
I enjoyed doing it on my own, to be honest. You made me do it together. No, I'm joking. No, we've agreed, and let's just do it together. And then we can just bounce off each other and give different perspectives on the questions. And actually, rather than rattle through questions, we can give the most important ones more airtime, because they're likely to be things that are troubling many guys or many guys have on their minds. So it makes sense, I think. And it's always good to freshen things up a little bit.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And so it's going to be slightly different, as you said. We're going to be focusing on that one kind of question. I'm a little bit nervous today because you've got a question for me.
It came into the Nexus Fertility Instagram and I saw it and I thought, that's right up Kieran Straza, that one.
Just so anyone, people listening, we've decided that we're not going to tell each other the question. So it gets that we feel a bit more... it's a genuine kind of answer, isn't it? In terms of what our thoughts are maybe on it, or what our experience tells us we should do. So I guess without further ado, mate, fire away.
Yeah. So I double checked with the guy who sent it in if I could share his name. He said yes. So this is from Josh, and it says, I've been told that I have a low sperm count and poor motility. My urologist said that I need to change my lifestyle, especially around exercise and diet, because I've got a high BMI. So I'm giving myself 6 months to make a real change. However, I don't particularly enjoy exercise and I've never really been able to stick to it. What kind of exercise should I focus on in that time frame? And is there anything that I should be avoiding? Shoot.
The first thing I would do with him, or ask him to do, is to write down his real why he wants to do what he needs to do, in terms of why is he going to the gym. Now, hypothetically, it's so he can have a child at the end of it. He can improve his fertility through optimizing his health. And so getting that down on paper, you'll be a big ambassador of this, buddy, is if you have that why clearly written down, when those days do come along where it's a bit tougher, you can go back to your why and you can read it out loud, and it regrounds you, refocuses you. Even now, I still use that method. I use it with my clients, but also just generally in life, because life can be tough. Lay the best path you can in terms of when it gets tricky, you can find your footing again. So the why is really clear. Also, it will give me, or if I was to put a program together for Josh, it would give me a clear indication of what should be in the next few stages of what I would talk to him about. So his objective here is clearly to lose a bit of weight, but then help optimize his fertility health, as well as obviously his general health.
Because that's what my understanding is, that generally what is good for fertility health and sperm in this situation is what's just good for general health. If you're doing one, then the other should be in a semi-decent place. Is that...
Yeah, I think quite often we overcomplicate it. Like, people think that there's some hidden formula. There is a little bit in terms of structure and do's and don'ts at certain points. But generally, if you're following a healthy lifestyle and exercise routine that you are used to, that isn't overly strenuous, which we can get into that conversation shortly, you're already on a good path. Josh has highlighted here that he struggled with that in the past. So he's also moving into the next phase of what I'd look into, is what needs to be done. Now, one of the biggest things you have to think about is the objective, so to lose weight, but then also the individual's experience. So if he's not very experienced in the gym, I can't expect him to follow a more advanced training program. I have to start building the foundation so he can progress onto a more advanced training program as he becomes healthier, becomes fitter. If you're new to exercise, I would not suggest to someone that they go and get straight into back barbell squats. There's levels you have to do before you get there. All right. It's excellent for fertility because it helps, because it's a high compound exercise, which means that you're using multiple muscles. When you squat, use every muscle in your body. So it's like the perfect example. And that helps stimulate testosterone. But if you haven't got the foundations laid right, you can quickly become injured. And as you and I both know, you get to a certain age, an injury happens a lot quicker.
Honestly, I get injured just from a bad night's sleep. But yeah, man, I think to bring this to life from my perspective and to let anyone know listening, I myself was like a classic like gym membership holder, but not gym goer. When we started going through this, I'd probably go like once or twice a month and I'd never build any consistency. So, and my situation was different because there was no sperm there, but so it wasn't about improving parameters. But what I wanted to do was make sure that with things that were coming up, like surgical procedures, like varicose embolization, microtesia, whatever, if there was any found, I wanted them to be the best quality possible. So I started going to the gym, but I really struggled to find that consistency and routine. I had to have like what I was doing. This comes down to a bit, links into that, the why, I think. Two things really helped me. First of all, I had like on my screensavers on my phone, like these kind of motivational quotes about, I'd find them on the internet and just save them as my screensaver, just to remind me every time I pick up my phone about going to the gym, exercising and being the best version of yourself. And that would help. Literally, like, it, to me now, 8 years on since that moment, it seems mad that I needed that. And I'll come on to why that seems so mad now. But also I changed the language, like around my thinking of it. It wasn't that, oh, I have to go to the gym. It's that I get to go to the gym. I'm lucky. Mm. I'm lucky that I have the physical ability to walk into the gym and then put in a workout. It's not about busting the gut. Like you said, it's not about going from not going to coming out like a CrossFit athlete in one session. It was like building that foundation. But what a privilege, because there are many people out there who don't have that physical capacity and capability who would love to be able to get into the gym. So yeah, I get to go to the gym or get to go out for a walk or a run. Those two shifts were big for me. And I, like I said, it's mad that to me now, 8 years on, that I think, oh, that I had to have those motivational quotes on my phone, which I was changing them like weekly as well, because you do, then it just becomes something that you see. Because now, it's like literally, I get angry if I don't get to do some form of exercise now, because it's so part of my identity now. I have to making it and getting that consistency that, yeah, it's like part of my, it's literally part of my like mental wellness now to be able to make sure I do physical exercise. And that's about what we can address in a bit about like habit forming and stuff, and then just becoming a new part of your actual daily routine. And it's not about going to the gym every day. It's just doing something to move your body, which then over the long term moves that needle for your fitness.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think it's one of those things that the more you do it, the more you see the benefits of it, the more endorphins you feel when your body actually starts to search for that good feeling, and you know that you get it from going to the gym. But it's definitely one of those things, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. So those initial few days, those few weeks can be challenging. But we'll get on to maybe how to develop that routine, because there are specific things you can do that make it easier. But yeah, going back to what I was talking about in terms of what we'd need to do. So considering Josh is, say, new to the gym, he comes in the beginner category. Now, the beginner category is generally, it's between 1 to 3 years of gym experience, because your body takes time to adapt and to grow and to learn what you want to teach it. Yes, you can get to the point that you're squatting comfortably within 18 months, a year. But actually, just in terms of whether you're a beginner, intermediate or advanced, 1 to 3 years, let's call it a beginner. 3 to 5 years, you're the intermediate section, and anything 5 years plus, I call yourself an advanced kind of gym goer, shall we say. But this guy's in the beginning and right at the beginning. So let's look at it like this. I would have him initially go into the gym to do resistance weight training twice a week, and I'd be using bodyweight exercises and also machines as well. And the main reason for that is you can develop muscle in a fixed, safe setting. If you move straight into, say, free weights, initially there's a little bit more chance of injury because you haven't got your stabilizer muscles. And we're getting a bit more technical now. So let's just keep it 2 times a week in the gym initially for the first 2-3 weeks. Body weights, resistance bands, you can use resistance bands, but using bodyweight exercises and machines. Okay. In that first session you go in, you only want to be doing 2 sets or so. You're literally keeping it low because your body's got to learn what you want it to do. But you'll be aiming for around about 15 reps per set. So you're working on muscular endurance. And you'll do this routine for maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And then towards the 3rd or 4th week, if you feel comfortable, you can add an extra set in. All right. It's about building the foundations to then really maximize the future. If you rush, you'll end up injured. All right. So yeah, that's what you'd be doing with me if I was going to implement it. Now, when we introduce another days of training in the gym, I would actually implement a HIIT program. So just one a week, high intensity. So you'd have, say, on a Monday, you do your resistance training. On a Wednesday, you do your HIIT training. And then on a Friday or Saturday, if you needed a slightly longer rest, you'd do another resistance training session. And in between those, I would suggest that they do some low intensity cardio exercise. And that's simply just going out for a walk. And this is where it benefits if you've got a dog, because you'll naturally be doing it anyway. That counts towards it. Yeah, in a very brief nutshell, without getting too complicated, that's what a beginner's program would look like for me if I was training someone.
Yeah. Well, it's handy, like Josh has mentioned, he's going into this blind and needs to know where to start, and that's a really good place to start. And then starting's one thing, keeping consistent is a whole nother. And that's actually something that I often work with my clients. So you do the physical side. I talk to guys and help them through not just what they're going through and ways to move forward, but ways in which to make change and stick to change. And that's, there's two kind of main aspects to that. Firstly, it's setting your goals and parameters. Like, as you've mentioned, like what your goal is, your why, and clearly stating that and writing it down, remaining aligned with that. But it's also about, you need a measure, because you need to know where you are and where you're going and the progression along the way. Like you've mentioned, like 2 days a week is a really good place to start. And then you mentioned reps and sets as well. Keeping note, especially of the weights you're using, and then looking to increase them over time as well. So you can see that progression is really important, and seeing where you were and where you are. And I think often when it comes to exercise as well, if you feel comfortable to having a before picture, it's something that you can really measure against as well. But, and this is why I really love the fact that you pointed out about the 2 days a week, because to form a new habit, you have to set goals that are attainable. If Josh was to say, I'm going to go 5 days a week, the likelihood there that you're going to fail, and is that obviously has then the knock-on impact of how hard you could be on yourself if you do miss those targets, those goals. So set yourself one that is achievable. One that is achievable, but a slight challenge is good as well. Like you're saying, 2 days in the gym with some other bits like the walks and stuff as well, because it's got to be a challenge. Otherwise, you're just doing what you're doing, and maybe not progressing, but just getting in the gym, I think, is a really good start for Josh. And being able to chalk it off again, yep, that's a win. Hit my 2 days there this week. And then after you review it, which is another element of setting a goal, is having a time-based thing. You've mentioned the overall 6 months, but in there you want to have progression points like after the first month or two. And yeah, you've got to keep it on track and relevant as to what you are doing and why. It comes back to that why. That's your kind of the big umbrella term here, is what you're doing it for. And like you said, yeah, hopefully the overarching goal is to improve those sperm parameters. So just keeping on track and always looking back at where you were. But then the other key point is habits. And it's so hard to keep that going. And because one thing that we are all guilty of, this is not a finger pointing exercise. I do it where we fall off the wagon for whatever reason, whether it's you're not hitting your diet or nutrition goals, you have a cheat day, as they like to say, or you don't go to the gym. That happens. We are human, and going through fertility struggles is something that is highly stressful. And often when it comes to those situations, they can have a knock-on impact, whether you're reaching for, let's say, something that's detrimental to your diet goals, like a bit of sugar or something, or you don't go to the gym because you're tired and stressed from an appointment or whatever. That's fine. We are human. But it's all about not letting that bleed into the next day, or not having, say you don't go to the gym in the morning is the best time for you. And that's like something that's really important as well, is figuring out what works best for you. Because I know for me, I'm a morning gym person. If I don't go in the morning, the likelihood of me going at all massively increases. So say you haven't gone on your usual time. Don't then think, oh, fuck it. Today's out. Today's off. I'm just going to eat what I want all day. Because then it's just like, just throwing it all away. If one goal goes for the day, make sure it doesn't bleed into everything. Don't just go all in and think, oh, I'm going to eat this, that, and the other. Try and keep the other things on track. When it comes to habit, a really good way of measuring that is if you get a calendar, whether it's digital, or I personally prefer to do it with an actual like physical diary that has the whole month mapped out, or a calendar on the wall or whatever. If you have a bad day where you haven't attained your goals, like black it out, color it all out. So it's a very visual representation there of a day where you haven't hit your goals. Don't let that become a second day as well. If you just go, that's gone, we put that behind us, the next day we get back on track. Because if you're starting to hit two blacked out days in a row, that's where the bad habits are coming back in. We are forming a new habit, a new positive habit. And yeah, it's about stacking those days, those wins where you do it. And it, like you said, Kieran, it's not about getting in the gym every day. It's about setting your goals and exercising in some form, moving your body, just getting more active and keeping that habit on track. And you will compound those wins. They come, and they will, over time. Over 6 months is a wonderful time frame to do, because it's been pretty much proven that all the fad diets, all of the quick wins, people bounce back and bounce back harder on the other side of those quick win weight loss programs and stuff, because they are not setting those foundations. But if you're making those changes in a really positive and sustainable way over time, that just keeps compounding. That's what everyone should be aiming for, because like we said at the outset, good health is fertility health generally. Same goes for nutrition as well.
This series is all about reminding you that when it comes to fertility, you're not on your own. At the Male Fertility Podcast, we know how powerful the right support can be, which is why we've partnered with Fertility Family to share Imperial. We all know that nutrition matters when it comes to fertility, but let's be honest, maintaining a perfectly balanced diet for conception is incredibly hard. Choosing a supplement can be just as confusing, especially when many multivitamins contain strong antioxidants that can actually harm sperm quality. Imperial is different. It's made from activated micronutrients that support every cell in the body, from the largest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These nutrients have been clinically shown to significantly improve live birth rates in men and women who have previously been struggling to conceive. Imperial is different. It's made using activated micronutrients that support every cell in the body, from the largest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These nutrients have been clinically shown to significantly improve live birth rates in men and women who have previously struggled to conceive. What we like is that behind the science at Fertility Family are real stories from real people. To find out more, visit www.fertilityfamily.co.uk. And if you decide it's right for you, our listeners get 10% off using the code MFPOD10. That's MFPOD10. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think you've made a really good point. And
it's important to highlight that this happens all the time in terms of you set out to do something one day. It doesn't always, you don't achieve what you want to achieve. And it happened to me yesterday, like genuinely, as some of you may know, that I'm training for a marathon at the moment. And I went for a run. I've been running a lot. And I went for a run yesterday. I got a mile in and I just couldn't. I just thought, I can't do this today. I just couldn't, didn't have the energy. I didn't have anything. It was a busy day yesterday. So what I ended up doing was actually just walking half the route. I couldn't walk it all because it was a long way. So I walked half of it. And today I'm still quite tight. So rather than going to the gym and doing what I was going to do, I've just adapted it slightly. So I'm actually going to go for a swim this afternoon. And it's just adapting and being aware of yourself. My original objective isn't going to be achieved, but I can put something else in there that enables me to achieve something. And then, as you said, buddy, it's about ticking the box. I've done it. Make a mark, make a note. Now I'm trying to figure out why I feel so tight and maybe crampy and everything so it doesn't happen again. It's an important thing, really important thing to acknowledge. Josh has highlighted that he's got 6 months, and that's a really like nice period of time to have. And the main reason is that we all know that we talk about that magical 3 months in terms of sperm production. Now, the very short little program or protocol that I put out just a minute ago would be for someone that is in that 3 month period. However, because Josh is the other side of it, he can get away with maybe doing a little bit more of maybe a bit more high intensity training. And the main reason is that the actual production of sperm quality initially wouldn't be too much of a concern because we've got time to play with. The objective would be, let's try and reduce your weight as quickly as possible. It all comes down to the time you've got and what position you're in. So time is a very important aspect that obviously is discussed on an individual level. But if you have a longer period of time, there are other things you can do in terms of the high intensity training. And then you also mentioned about morning routines, or about training in the morning, sorry. To lose weight, the best formula is high intensity training followed by prolonged low intensity movement, not training, movement. So if you did a high intensity workout in the morning and then went to work and just did your day to day job and you're on your feet most of the day, it's like the perfect formula to burn weight because the high intensity training like fuels the fire, gets things burning. And then that low intensity movement around your day to day work or activities just keeps the fire burning. It's a fantastic way to do it, but it is subjective to the individual. So I would suggest that people do what I did. If they're in that 3 month window, do what I suggested, sorry. And that's start steady 2 days a week, reps, 15 reps, 2 sets each and build it up. I'm sure there's people that are going to be listening to this going, he suggested high intensity training. That's bad for my fertility. It all comes down to duration and frequency that you're doing the exercise for. I actually promote that my clients do some high intensity training. When you get really technical in it, it's to do with the lactic acid threshold or lactate threshold, sorry. And if you work just below that, it can help your mitochondria in your blood. And obviously that carries oxygen, and oxygen is good for cells. So it works in theory that it would be good for your sperm health in a small bit of moderation. But once again, it's a conversation I'd have with clients individually. But yeah, that's just a little thing. It's not always bad. That's what I'm trying to get at. High intensity training isn't always bad.
I think there's a lot of actionable advice there for Josh.
I'll summarize it really quick. First of all, think about the objective that you want to do. So in Josh's case, it's lose weight. Okay, he's got to write that down, get that onto paper, and return to it when he needs to, because it can be a really powerful thing to have. Secondly, think about what you need to do. For this, you need to take into the time you've got, as I've previously said, and also your training experience. Okay, I suggested that Josh use a protocol of training twice a week, initially in the gym, resistance training, which will include bodyweight exercise and machines. This will enable him to develop good technique and build the foundations to not get injured in the future. As he starts working through that, doing in that for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, he'll become more comfortable, and then he can add another workout, which would be the high intensity stuff. that high intensity stuff would last no longer than 20 minutes. All right. So it'd be nice, clear, quick. So he's not wasting all his time in the gym. Because as Sean's previously said, like those first initial weeks can be really intensive and difficult. So we'll set realistic aims for yourself. And then the final thing is from my PT head is to put in non-negotiable times that you can do it. So nothing gets in the way of it. It's cemented in for you to do it. It might be that you do Mondays and Thursday mornings initially with a bit of cardiovascular training on a Tuesday and a Friday, which is low intensity walks, or you might go to the gym because that's where you want to be for that. So yeah, think about why, think about what, think about when. That's the main bits there. So that is it for today's mailbag. Great question. Loved it. It was great that we could finally get into a deeper conversation on one topic, and really looking forward to the next one.
Thanks for listening. If this episode has helped you, do us a quick favor and leave us a review. You don't even have to use your real name. Every single review helps another man find this show when he needs it the most. It's honestly the best way you can help the next guy. If you've got a question or something you'd like us to talk about in the mailbag, please drop us an email at themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com. We read every message that comes through. And if you'd like a bit more guidance and support from other men on the same journey as you, you're welcome to join our free private community at nexusfertility.com. It's totally confidential and designed just for you by men who get it. For the latest updates, follow us on social media at themalefertilitypodcast. Remember, you're not alone.